This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the previous session, we spoke about an important aspect of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is our state of mind and heart while standing before Him, Azza wa Jal, and communicating with Him in our salah. And so we spoke about the importance of al-khushu', which is this state of humility and concentration when you're praying, when you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your salah. In today's session, we continue on to another important aspect of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is directly related to al-khushu', and that is al-muraqabah, muraqabatullah. Muraqabah is basically the sense of being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person, he realizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching his every action, his every statement, even his every thought. And so one of the reasons why many of us are unable to concentrate in our salah is a lack of muraqabah, which is why the highest level of ibadah that a person can reach is when he is worshipping Allah as if he can see Him. Because if we were to say that is impossible, you know, to be able to see Allah obviously is impossible, then how about if it was possible to see Allah? How would you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you were able to see Him? And so without a doubt, you would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sure that you are completely attentive if you're able to see Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making sure that, you know, there's no mistakes, there's no deficiencies in your salah, whether it be outwardly or inwardly. And that is the very definition of al-ihsan that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defined when he said that it is to worship Allah and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, to worship Allah as if you can see Him. Wa in lam takun tarah fa innahu yarak, and if you're unable to see Him, then to worship Him as if, knowing that He is watching you, that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing you. And that is the definition of muraqabah, to worship Allah knowing that He is watching you. And so whoever reaches such a high level in their ibadah, then they're going to perfect their salah. And the question is, who is it that reaches such a high level? It is only those who realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them. And this is the very meaning of al-muraqabah. And the reason why we don't feel that sense of Allah watching us, it is either because we don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we lack in our knowledge of who Allah is, And what are some of his attributes? What are some of his names? Or, because we know who Allah is, we know his greatness, we know that he is watching us and he is hearing us, but we don't care. Or because we become heedless, we've become negligent. So we know, but we've allowed, you know, shaitan to distract us, or we've allowed our nafs to carry on in its thoughts without struggling against our nafs. And so in order to make us understand this concept better, the concept of muraqabah, the watchfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at it this way. When drivers are out on the road and they come across a speed camera, let's say, for example, what do you find? You find that everyone starts slowing down. No one would dare break the law if there is a camera watching them. Whenever they would break the law, they would do it making sure that no camera is watching them. And so likewise, if we were able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching us, or the angels, if we were able to see them recording our deeds, good or bad, how would we be in that state? If we were in that state, seeing Allah or seeing the angels recording us, we would not dare break a single law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is why throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions himself to us in such ways that will instill this sense of muraqabah, of the watchfulness of Allah in us. Throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself in a way that will instill this feeling of Allah watching us. And so, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nothing, absolutely nothing on earth nor in the heavens is hidden, concealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is concealed from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. He subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the deceiving glances of our eyes. خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. When we look, when no one else is watching us and watching our sight, you know, we take a glance elsewhere. وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. And he also knows what's in the hearts. He knows what our sight is looking at when others don't know, and he knows what's in our hearts when others don't know what's in our hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُ. And know that Allah knows what is within yourselves. Allah knows what's in our chests. Allah knows what's in our hearts. Allah knows our thoughts. He reads our minds. So beware of Him. So beware of Allah. فَاحْذَرُوهُ. And so these are only a few of the tens of hundreds of ayat in the Quran where Allah talks about Him watching us, Him hearing us. This sense of the muraqabah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it is because of this muraqabah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually rewards us that He actually rewards us for sins that we had planned on doing, but we decided not to do them, knowing that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Imagine that. We get rewarded for good deeds. That makes sense. Not only that, but for each good deed, Allah multiplies the reward by 10. But now, how about our sins? Let's take a look at our sins. For one sin that we actually commit, Allah, He records it as one, without multiplying it. The Prophet ﷺ says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and so it's a hadith Qudsi, Allah says, if my slave intends to do a bad deed, then Allah is addressing the angels, then do not write it unless he does it. So if he does it, then record it as a bad deed. But if he refrains from doing it, so he intended on doing a sin, but he refrained from doing it, for my sake, out of fear of me, out of the fact that he knows Allah is watching me, he hasn't done it, he intended to do it, but he refrained from doing it because he knows that I am watching him, then Allah tells the angels, then record it as a good deed for him. Subhanallah. Look at the mercy of Allah. We haven't even committed the evil deed. And so it won't be recorded for us. But because of the fact that we know Allah is watching us, because of that we refrain from it, therefore Allah records it as a good deed. And so if we contemplate over this hadith, we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to gain this muraqabah, this sense of Allah watching us. Also, if we were to contemplate over the hadith of the seven whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to shahid on the Day of Judgment, when there will be no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that pretty much all of them were rewarded with this great privilege of being shaded by Allah on the Day of Judgment because of their muraqabah of Allah. It was because they had this in their heart, this feeling of Allah watching them. The Prophet ﷺ told us who these seven were. Among them, Al-Imam Al-Adil, the just ruler. Why is he just? A ruler, a king, a leader, he rules justly. Why does he do it? He has authority, he could oppress people if he wanted to, but it's because he knows Allah is watching him. The Prophet ﷺ said, a young man, a youth, who grows up in the worship of Allah. Ash-shab nasha'a fi ibadatillah. He is among the seven. Young men, the youth, they have all kinds of desires that they want to fulfill. But they don't, in the face of, you know, their shahawat, they don't. Even though they can. Why? Because they know Allah is watching them. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ said, a man whom an extremely beautiful woman, she tries to seduce him. But he says, I fear Allah. And so he rejects the offer. He says, I fear Allah. Again, realizing that Allah is watching him. The Prophet ﷺ said, a man who gives in sadaqah, he conceals it to such an extent that the left hand does not know what the right hand has given. Again, why does he do this? Because he doesn't want to show off to the people. Again, he knows Allah is watching him. And also the man who remembers Allah in private, in solitude, he's at home, he sits down, and he thinks of Allah, he remembers Allah, and his eyes become filled with tears. He cries, remembering Allah. Again, because he feels Allah is watching him. And so these are among the seven who will be shaded on that day. And so generally, what leads people to achieve the muraqabah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are three things. It's either the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or feeling ashamed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching them, or out of sheer love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, for example, in this dunya, we would not want to be seen by different people in certain situations. And so you wouldn't want to be seen by children in a certain state. Not because you respect children or you venerate them, you think highly of them. No, but simply because of shame. You're ashamed that, you know, these children would see you in such a state. On the other hand, other people, you fear them. And that's why you don't want to be seen in a certain state, such as, you know, the authority, the police, like we gave that example of speed cameras. So you fear something. And out of love, you know, your loved ones, you love them so much that you don't want them to see you in a certain state. And so these are three things: fear, shame, and love. With respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these three factors come together in the believer. And that is what makes him to achieve this muraqabah, this watchfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fear him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why you don't dare commit sins. You fear him, and so you know he's watching you. That's why you don't commit sins. You feel a sense of the shame of Allah, and that's why you don't want to be seen in a state that is displeasing to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you know he's watching you, and so you feel ashamed. And out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to worship him because you know he is watching you. And out of your love for him, you want to worship him in a way that is pleasing to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you perfect your worship, your ibadah, and you have khushu' in your salat, and so on and so forth. And so, how do we achieve the muraqabah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The very first thing is to realize or to bring to mind certain names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the best and the most beautiful of names. Among these names are those that allude to the watchfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Ar-Raqib. Ar-Raqib, it means the one who is watching. Ar-Raqib and Muraqaba, they come from the same root word. And Ar-Raqib is one of the names of Allah, the one who watches. Also, Ash-Shaheed, the one who is witnessing. Al-Hafiz and Al-Muhit, the one who encompasses. Al-Alim, Al-Khabir, both Al-Alim and Al-Khabir refer to the knowledge of Allah. As-Sami', the one who hears. All of these are names of Allah that we should try always to bring to mind. If we do this, it'll help us to achieve the muraqabah of Allah. Secondly, by striving to attain the level of ihsan. As we mentioned earlier, al-ihsan is a certain high level in our worship of Allah. To worship Him as if we can see Him, but if He cannot see us, then, or if we cannot see Him, then for sure He is watching us. And so, whoever is mindful that Allah is watching them, then they will strive to perfect their ibadah. And that is the meaning of ihsan. Ihsan means to strive to attain perfection. Ihsan means perfection. To strive to attain perfection in our ibadah, that is the meaning of ihsan. And as they say, man raqaba Allah ahsana amala. Whoever is watchful or mindful that Allah is watching them, then they will perfect, they will strive to perfect their amal, their deeds. Thirdly, by constant dhikr of Allah, by constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim, he mentions 100 benefits of a dhikr. And he says the 10th of these benefits, so he lists the benefits of the dhikr of Allah, 1, 2, 3, and he comes to the 10th, and he says the 10th is that it helps to achieve the muraqabah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says, this can only be achieved by the dhikr of the heart as well as the dhikr of the tongue. Sometimes we think when we hear dhikr, it means, you know, certain adhkar that we say verbally. And yes, that's true. But Ibn Qayyim says, what's even more important and what helps to achieve the muraqabah of Allah is by remembering Allah with our hearts, even more so than with our tongues. And finally, the fourth thing that will help to attain the muraqabah of Allah is al-muhasabah, muhasabatun nafs, which means to bring your nafs to account. Bringing ourselves to account for every small detail and every small thought even. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing us. He is watching us. He is hearing us. Even that which is hidden within our chests. Even that which is in our minds. And so, as they say, don't look at how small your sin is, but rather look at the greatness of the one who you are sinning. And so these are some of the ways that will help us to reach this level where at all times we are conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us and that He is observing us, whether it be in our ibadah or outside of our ibadah. In conclusion, the muraqabah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is more important today than ever before, especially instilling this concept in our young ones. And that is because today we are exposed to all kinds of opportunities to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fall into sin like never before. And that is because of these devices that we have in our hands. These smartphones, tablets, laptops, where the entire world is in front of you. And so we need to instill within our young ones the importance of the muraqabah of Allah. And that is because this is the only thing that will make them to not fall into sin. The entire world is before them in these devices, and they can do whatever they want. And all of that when no one is watching them. This is the point. Before, in the old days, the only way to commit certain sins is, you know, by others, by being exposed to others. And so in the old days, people would do everything they can to, you know, to avoid being watched by others when they want to commit a sin. They have to go out of their way. But now it's not the case. As long as you have this device in your hand, you could be sitting in a gathering where everyone is sitting, and yet you could be looking at things that are haram and doing things that are haram in front of this device without anyone in front of you knowing. That's how dangerous it's become. And so we need to give our young ones, our children and our youth, this tarbiyah, where they instill within themselves this sense of, although the entire world is not watching me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And this is the very essence of the muraqabah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to achieve the level of this muraqabah that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will help us to perfect our ibadah of Him, and that will help us to stay away from what is displeasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.